Anybody who listens to the radio station knows that when I had my actually 3 to 4 surgeries in a 2.5-year period beginning 5 years ago, so I could recuperate at home and not have to go to a rehab facility. I had someone be with me all the time, someone drive me, but I also had Salisbury visiting nurse come to my house every day and check on me and make sure that everything was going okay. And for those of you who hear the term SVNA and how long SVNA has been around here, but really haven't opened themselves up to see what's available and what SVNA offers, we've got a co-chair of the SVNA board joining us this morning, and that is Mary Robertson. Mary, thanks for joining us.
Happy to do so.
You know, I first became really aware of SVNA and hospice back when my mother was in the final stages of her life, and the help that we received from SVNA and then eventually hospice over the last year and a half of her life really opened my eyes to a lot of different things that, as much as I thought I knew about elder care and health care in our area, I had no idea. And I think that SVNA is like that. A lot of people know about SVNA, but I'm not sure they know about exactly all the things SVNA does offer.
I think that's true. We do, you know, skilled nursing care for people coming out of the hospital or with chronic conditions. Then we also have hospice for those who are reaching the end of their life. Our new initiative, and it's been very popular, very successful, and actually run by our local, by Brian Kenny's daughter, Megan, is our home assistance program. If you just need help with day-to-day living, it's non-medical care. We can remind you to take your pills, but we cannot give them to you. But you just need help making your bed, taking a shower, you know, cooking a meal. We provide that service as well. It's a separate division of the company, but we can't even keep up with the demand for that that kind of day-to-day care.
You know, it's interesting because when my mother was in the early stages of dementia, going towards Alzheimer's, the people from SVNA that came by to do blood pressure checks and everything like that, and also what I call friend checks, they got to know my mother, and some of them knew my mother and they would do the nicest things for her. And by having SVNA stop by, having Meals on Wheels stop by, not necessarily to feed her, and having me stop by, we kept people coming and going, so my mother was not alone at all over the course of the day.
I think that's terribly important once you are, your health is failing and you are homebound. What I think is special about it, too, I personally had experience with a number of institutions with my mother and my husband, who we did use hospice for. I think it's wonderful that it's your friends and neighbors that are coming to see you. It's a very local, community-centered organization. And I think it's wonderful when you do see people that may live nearby or you have friends in common with. This keep-it-local aspect of our service, I think, is terribly important.
And the amount of money I saved and the ability to still be able to work from home by having, when I went through my 2.5-year experiment, was uncalculable by having Salisbury visiting nurse around.
Yeah. Well, it's a wonderful organization. I have, even before I was as heavily involved as I am now, I never heard anything but high praise for whatever level of service it was we were providing. Our people really do care. They're hardworking, they're sincere, they're trained, they're skilled. I think that's one of our pluses. I know when we were looking for help, we had a couple of organizations mentioned to us, and it turned out they were really just what we call registries, where it's just a list of people. There's no background check, there's no training, there's no monitoring. Our people are are background checked, they are trained, they are assessed all the time. We really do provide high quality care with a great deal of warmth and genuine caring. It's an amazing little organization, I have to say. I'm very happy to be working with them.
We are speaking with Mary Robertson, who is a co-chair on the SVNA board. I think it's interesting to point out that the board members, unlike people think of board members of banks and everything like that, board members for SVNA are like the board members we have here. They are, you're not for profit. They volunteer, and people like you and other board members help keep the products that they deliver out there, and also you change with the times. Your board is a very active board.
Yes, it is. There's been a lot of turnover. You know, we're always looking for people that really bring something to the table, that have got specific skills that we need, and who realize that this isn't just a show up three or four times a year. We've got committees for everything that we're trying to do, whether it's you know, marketing to get our name out there, or finding ways to reduce costs so we can provide more care to more people. We also have frequent meetings with the nursing staff so we know what they're doing and what more we can do to support them. It's an absolutely wonderful board. In fact, I have a meeting in another hour. it's turned into 12 to 15 hours a week. But I'm such a believer in the good that we do in the community that I'm happy to spend the time.
Yeah, I think most people are aware of SVNA because of your flu shot clinics and things like that, which people are very aware of. But they're not really fully aware about the skilled nursing care, the home care, the hospice care, infant care. Your social service aspect and your home health aides and rehab. I mean, your deck is really stacked.
Yes, it's very impressive how many services we can provide with a very small, tightly run staff. We're very cost efficient and we're very service oriented. I think it is important though for people to realize that we are nonprofit and. We do operate on a basic level. We do not make money. It's just a function of the way healthcare works. We get reimbursements from Medicare or sometimes from insurance companies, but primarily Medicare and Medicaid. And the reimbursements are, you know, slowly scaled back. And then we, of course, have to pay our people fairly and reward their hard work. So there is no way we will make money from our legacy operations. So we're very dependent on donor donations when we do our annual fund or in fundraisers. And fortunately, this wonderful home assistance, the non-medical program, does take private insurance. So they help fill the gap. But it's a balancing act every year. Making up the outlays so that we can break even every year.
Boy, do we know that about here? When you're a nonprofit and you really are at the need of the community, it's amazing how many people stand by. Now, I want to remind people that SVNA serves people from Canaan, the Cornwall, Falls Village, Goshen, Kent, Lakeville, Norfolk, North Canaan, Salisbury, Sharon, Taconic, and Warren. And if anybody has any information they need, the website has everything on it with different links, salisburyvna.org. It really is an amazing organization when you think it's been around since 1904 and how medicine and how treatments and how insurance have all changed over the years. And yet you've not only remained relevant, but you're ahead of the curve.
Well, we are trying to be. And the trend in healthcare now very much favors our particular services because I guess the government, Medicare, has decided it is, we get better outcomes and lower costs if patients go straight from the hospital to their own home. People prefer to be in their own home, so we will have nothing but a growing demand for our services. And our biggest problem, quite honestly, is finding enough qualified nurses. We're a low population area, and it's hard work being a traveling nurse. So we're always on the lookout for more skilled nurses, more personal care aides, you know, keeping our staff fully loaded so that we can care for a growing population that needs our services. But I think it is wonderful that we can take care of people from the time that they need help making their bed or walking the dog or cooking dinner straight through longer-term health problems, whether it's a surgery, cancer treatment, a chronic illness. We're very much going to be focusing on chronic illnesses because there are just more of them around, and that requires daily care. So we're looking ahead to the market and the needs, and we're building the organization in a very well-informed, deeply committed way. I mean, there's something that we're working on literally every week that we can, you know, that will help us provide better care to more people at a reasonable cost. It's a real challenge. It's a real challenge.
Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association, if you want to contact them by phone, 860-435-0816. You can also on the web, salisburyvna.org. Well, thanks for spending a few minutes with us, and all I can say is relay our best to everybody at SVNA, Mary, and keep up the great work.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed the opportunity to tell you more about us.